Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we spend every Saturday morning answering any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Wherever you're catching our signal in the great state of Arizona, do not call the radio station you are listening to. Call the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. That'll put you in touch with our call screener, who is standing by now to take your call, Julia. Find out where you're calling from, which station across Arizona you're listening to us on, and what your question is. We've been in, out, and about Arizona for a long, long time. Landed here in the mid-60s and been building and remodeling virtually every corner of the state since then. We know your neighborhood. We know the good guys and the bad guys that operate right in your vicinity. So if we can't help you, we could certainly put you in touch with somebody that we trust, that we know you can trust in your neighborhood. Again, the toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348 on this pre-Super Bowl edition of Rosie on the House. Send us your favorite Super Bowl recipes. What dish is it that gets guests returning to your home every single year? Or what dish is it that you bring to the parties that gets you invited back every single year?
Last week, a gentleman called, I believe his name was Jason, and at the end of his question, he asked, would you share a gumbo recipe? So we've put together Rosie's gumbo recipe. We had to make sure it wasn't any direct trademark conflict with Baby K's gumbo recipe, because we learned from the best. But we've got it on our blog right now, rosieonthehouse.com/blogspot.com. Or you can, if you're a fan of our Facebook page, it is our most recent post. So it'll take you right there. Give a little explanation about the meal itself and then the recipe. And then a couple quick links. A lot of times people will get through a roux and burn it and not have enough time to get to the next meal.
Never remake
a roux.
Never done that.
Oh, man. Yeah, that by the time it's burnt, you're way too far into the process to start over. That's a couple hour ordeal. So there's a couple quick link recipes below it to get you by. If you are cooking it for the first time, it should be for yourself at home when you don't need
the pressure's not on.
No, yeah, exactly.
Let's get to the callers. They're all calling in. They're all lining up. It's 1-888-767-4348. We're trying to get through as many calls as we can today so you can tackle whatever project is you'd like to get done for the big Super Bowl party you're hosting next weekend.
Jackie, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Great.
Good. My question is this. I had a garbage disposal that went really bad.
Okay.
And we had a plumber come in, and the question was remove it and replace or just put in the straight pipe.
Okay.
Budget didn't allow for a new one, so I just had the pipe put in.
Okay.
And now what I'm finding is in the kitchen, double sink, when I plug one sink to wash dishes, I can't have water running on the other sink because the water backs up and it drains extremely slow. And it's not until I release the basket from the dishwashing side that both of them drain the way they're supposed to. So my question is there anything I can do to stop the one from backing up constantly?
Hose off your dishes in the yard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this an island sink?
No.
It's against an outside wall?
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably properly vented. And you had a plumber remove the disposal and straight plumb it out?
Mm-hmm. Straight plumb it so that it would just, drain like a regular sink.
Have you challenged him as to why one side won't drain?
No. It's been, to be honest with you, it's one of those things where we just kind of lived with it for a while.
Mm.
And now I'm just kind of going, okay, enough is enough. But it's been quite a while.
Has it? I honestly don't. I can't think of why removing a disposal, straight plumbing it, would cause that dilemma, because it had to be properly vented. For when the disposal was in there, it was working just fine, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a stumper. I'm afraid. Where are you?
I'm at Union Hills and, say, the 51, that area.
Okay. I tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to arrange for Ben Franklin Plumbing to come out and take a look at that because you stumped me, and we're going to pay for the service call. Okay, we'll pay to get them there. You'll have to pay. They'll give you an estimate to repair whatever needs to be repaired, but I'll pay Ben Franklin the service call to get them to the house, troubleshoot it. And then we'll go from there. I hate being stumped.
If anything,
I hate it.
You know, short-circuiting the disposal is one less thing to get in the way of that water draining.
Unless
she's trying to hose down, you know, chili bean size, the size of your fist, it should have been fine.
Worse than the end of football season. I hate it.
Clark, let's see if you can stump Rosie. Welcome to the program.
Did Julia hear that she needs to follow up with her?
Hey, guys.
Yes, sir, Clark.
Well,
all right, Clark.
I started off the new year with installing 3 ceiling fans with remotes.
Okay.
One in the master bedroom, one in the guest bedroom, one in the dining area.
Watch out, man.
Rosie, I was on a tear. I just couldn't stop myself.
Absolutely.
Rosie, when I use the remote on the fan in the master bedroom, it also operates the one in the guest bedroom. And I've also tried the instructions of pairing it, where you hold the off and the high on for 4 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not like garage door remotes,
right,
where you have a code.
That's easier, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hate being stumped.
Okay. Well, I mean, the simple thing is...
Two callers in a row. I hate it. Listen, here's what... I've always told people that when I'm stumped, I know the people that you need to talk to. So in our Rosie Certified Network of Experts is Alan Childers. He owns Statewide Lighting up at 92nd Street and Via Linda.
One of those vias.
Yeah, one of those vias, right off the 101. Give Statewide Lighting a call. Talk to Alan or Robin and let them know what you're fighting, what the brand name of the ceiling fan you have installed is, and I'll bet you dimes to donuts they'll be able to answer your question. I hate being stumped.
Statewide Lighting, 480-391-0452. You want to go for 3 in a row?
I do not want. Can you pick an easy one for me, please?
Miney. Choosing Windows. You should be able to do that one.
All right. Okay.
Oral Valley. Is it Taylene?
Yeah, it's Colleen. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Yes. Hi. Good morning, Rosie. We're building a custom home in Oral Valley, and there's a lot of noise around what the best windows are.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
About. I mean, there's so many different kinds of windows.
Yeah. And so you
and everybody
want,
has an opinion.
And you want mine.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Let's start with budget.
Yeah. Well, you know, let me tell you that I started building in about 1972. That's when I got my driver's license. So
cut whatever you can to afford the best windows you can buy.
Yeah, because that's not something, you know, cut out, go cheap on the carpet, go cheap on countertops, go cheap on things that are easy to replace later, not your windows. And I've, since 1972, building and remodeling all over Arizona, I have probably utilized virtually every window on the planet, okay? And
wow.
And I have come to the conclusion about 8 or 9 years ago that for years, while I was growing up in the building trades, Pella was always the Rolls Royce of windows. If you could afford it, that's what you wanted to put into your house. They are the smoothest operating, highest performance glass, most long-lasting frames that you can invest in. They are a lifelong window. Given that, many of the clients that I built and remodeled for couldn't acclimate or accommodate the Pella price point. Well, about 15, 20 years ago, Pella expanded their product line, and they've continued to expand their product line where they've got a product for virtually every single price point. They have their architectural series, which is absolutely top of the line. I will tell you that in the homes,
would that be their wood clad windows?
It's the aluminum clad wood window. And Mike, you feel free to jump in here. I stole Mike from Pella Windows, so he's really the Pella window expert.
On the Oracle location too.
Oh yeah, exactly. A few blocks from where you're at there. So
and they've got that. Then they've got the Builder Series. Right, that is also aluminum clad wood.
Yeah, they call it the Pro Line series.
The Pro Line.
So that's just a more affordable wood line. I mean, but basically, when it comes to windows, you can't find a better insulator than wood.
Yeah.
But obviously, here you got to have clad.
And then you've got the fiberglass product, which I really like.
I love that product. I pushed that like crazy when I sold it because I thought it was a great product. And in that area, too, where she's at, there's a lot of HOAs that require you to have brown.
Yeah.
And they have a brown product there.
And that Pella fiberglass unit should put every aluminum window company out of business.
Absolutely.
It really should.
She did mention one thing, too. She said there's a lot of noise, too, up where she's at. And there's a 350.
Oh, no, no. What I meant.
Marketing
is
noise.
Oh, marketing noise. Oh, I thought you meant actual noise. I was messing with. Okay. Then I would say Impervia is a pretty solid choice, then, it's fiberglass.
Building custom. Go down Oracle Road.
When I hear custom, I hear a little more high end. And not saying Impervia is not a great product, but when we were talking about easy replacement, windows aren't. So I would push closer to the architectural series.
The Pella showroom is right there on Oracle Road, just about a mile north of Ina. You're in Oro Valley. That's easy for you to get to. Someone emailed me just last week and said, Rosie, I hear you pushing Pella. There's an awful lot of window manufacturers out there. Why Pella? It's because they have been around so long. They do such a great job. They build such a great product. And now they've got a product for virtually every price point. There's just no reason to shop anywhere else. You want, in my opinion? You got it. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.